From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Still no deal between Senate Republicans and Democratic lawmakers on the financial overhaul bill. The GOP is hoping to block debate on the bill until they get one. Supporters need 60 votes today to force debate to begin on the Senate floor. Senate Democrats are resisting GOP efforts to compromise on the legislation, which is described as the most sweeping effort to rein in financial institutions since the Great Depression. President Obama supports the new regulations. One of the nation's largest real estate firms is hoping to keep the momentum going in the housing market when a federal tax credit for buyers expires this week. NPR's Jack Speer reports the industry's worried about a drop-off in home sales starting in May.
With a government incentive for first-time and move-up buyers set to wind down at the end of this week, Coldwell Banker Real Estate plans to offer its own program. Sellers voluntarily will be able to credit buyers up to $8,000, what the government was offering first-time buyers under its program. It shows realtors are clearly concerned that once government tax credits expire April 30th, housing could weaken again, despite historically low interest rates. Coldwell Banker CEO Jim Gillespie says there's another major concern when it comes to housing as well.
Unemployment and the economy, but unemployment is in jobs is the major concern right now.
Still, there have been growing signs of strength in housing. Both new and existing home sales posted gains in March. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in a case of importance to anyone who's ever signed a cell phone, credit card, or employment contract with many pages of fine print. NPR's Nina Totenberg explains.
That fine print usually commits the signer to resolve disputes through arbitration. And sometimes, the way the arbitration is set up, the company always, or almost always, wins and the individual loses. That's what Antonio Jackson claims was the case in the contract he signed when he was hired by a company called Rent-A-Center in Nevada. After he was fired, he sued the company, claiming race discrimination. That's when he found out that the fine print in his contract did not allow him to go to court. He challenged the arbitration provision as so one-sided as to be illegal. The question in this case is who decides that question? Is it the arbitrator or a neutral judge? Jackson says the arbitrator shouldn't be asked to determine whether he can be fair, and the company counters that allowing individuals to go to court takes too much time and money. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve meets this week and is expected to leave interest rates unchanged. Investors are hoping to get some clues on the Fed's assessment of the U.S. economic recovery. Wall Street is coming off its longest string of gains in more than 6 years. At last check on Wall Street, stocks were trading higher this morning. The Dow was up 36, the Nasdaq up 1, the S&P 500 also up 1. This is NPR News. Tensions are running high today in Yemen after Britain's ambassador escaped a suicide attack. A man wearing an explosives belt attacked Ambassador Timothy Tourlot's armored vehicle in a poor neighborhood of Sana'a as he was on his way to work. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility. In Poland, the brother of the deceased president, Lech Kaczynski, says he's now a candidate for his brother's job. As Dave McGuire reports from Warsaw, this follows his brother's death in a plane crash in western Russia.
Jarosław Kaczynski is the identical twin of Lech Kaczynski, who died earlier this month in a plane crash, along with 95 other politicians and dignitaries. Jarosław is a former prime minister of Poland, who shares his brother's Catholic conservatism and tough stance against foreign interference in Polish affairs. In a statement, Jarosław said, "We need to complete the mission of those who died in Smolensk." It's not known just how big a part the tragedy will play in the election, but analysts are already calling the campaign Poland's most unpredictable ever. The other main candidate, Bronisław Komorowski, is now serving as the interim president. The election will be held on June 20th. For NPR News, I'm Dave McGuire in Warsaw.
Some residents of Mississippi and Alabama are spending today still assessing the damage from deadly tornadoes. At least 10 people died in Mississippi, 2 in Alabama. The National Weather Service says hundreds of homes were also damaged by the storms, with estimated winds of at least 160 miles per hour. The tornado that tore through Yazoo County left a path of destruction at least 50 miles long in Mississippi. Governor Haley Barbour describes the destruction there as utter obliteration. Tornadoes were also reported in parts of Louisiana and Arkansas. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.